Quakes, Nibiru, Megaquakes, Nuclear War, Martial Law, New World Order, FEMA Camps, Guillotines, Aliens, UFOs, Fallen Angels, Anunnaki. The Earth will never be the same again. And at that time, Michael shall stand up, the great prince who stands watch over the sons of your people. And there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation, even to that time. And at that time, your people shall be delivered. Everyone who is found written in the book, and many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt.
Well, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Dear Heavenly Father, we just lift you up and glorify you. We thank you, Father God. We don't understand the dynamics that are taking place right now, but we do know what the results are, and it's very interesting. And we just want your will to be done. We don't want to be here any longer than we have to be here, but we know that you're scooping up a whole bunch of people, and this is a really, really good thing in the long run, that many more will have many more brothers and sisters that we otherwise probably wouldn't have had, or that had been, sent into the day of the Lord and have to survive and deal with all of that, which is horrible. The 3 days of darkness, the 40 days of the final of the wheat harvest. And those are times we don't want anybody to have to go through. So, Father, in accordance with Matthew 18:19, as we always pray to you, and we always pray to you, Lord Jesus, and we thank you so much and plead your blood about around about all of our family, around about all of our property, all the things that we have to deal with in life. We just plead your blood. We ask for link angels to surround our homes. We declare the holy fire of God and a thorny edge of protection to surround our homes in the name of Jesus. Father, we just pray that you will continue to anoint us. And in accordance with Matthew 18:19, where two or more are gathered together on this earth, the things that they ask for, Father will give them. We praise you for that promise, Jesus, and we're standing upon it. We love you. We love you, Father. We cannot wait to be with you. And we pray always, Luke 21:36, to be counted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass and stand before you, Jesus, at the wedding supper. Praise God. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. And on that note, let's go into the program. So, as I have mentioned before, I am continuing to doom scroll like a crazy person. Well, it exploded again, and we got a whole bunch of stuff that we can talk about. I probably will punch out another 1 hour long program tomorrow because I got a lot of the things that I had to get read. So what's going on is my company has this big meeting, and they do it at a resort and all that kind of stuff, and it's like several days long. So I will be out of pocket Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And I won't be getting back until Thursday, probably at about 2 o'clock in the morning. That's because I decided to skip paying for the last night and sleeping in and then driving back the next day, because it would have cost me an extra $100 and some dollars, something like $130, $140 out of pocket to have the room for that extra night. And I just don't need it. I'll just jump in my car and drive back. It's 90 minutes, big deal. Anyway, praise God. So I'm going to do that. And as long as it is my Achilles heel, my work, and Satan knows it. So he's definitely going to take full advantage of it. And he is. And to make matters worse. The job market is tanking. You know, people are very focused on things like the executive orders of Trump and how they believe he's going to reel in Bill Gates and all this other stuff. And Fauci's going to jail, and 30,000 place, you know, seats in Guantanamo are being opened, and Hillary Clinton is going to do blah, 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 blah. So anyway, so that's what people are excited about. I get it. But there are humongous mistakes being made. One is that he originally said he was going to get rid of all the criminal illegal aliens, and now he's just getting rid of them all. Well, that's going to damage the United States economy on a level that most people really can't grasp. They don't get it. A tomato that cost us $1.25 coming in from Mexico, without tariffs, by the way, because there's a 25% tariff going against Mexico and going against Canada, because Trump, there's an old saying that Ben Franklin printed in his newspaper, and it was called, it goes like this: a drop of honey gathers more flies than a gallon of gall. Well, what we got is a president who everybody thinks is doing the most wonderful things in the whole wide world, but they're really not thinking of the ramifications, the long-term implications. And there's no drop of honey. It's all 100% gall. And he's threatening. He's threatening. He's telling Jordan, he's telling Egypt, you will take the Palestinians. They owe us. And he's going after BRICS right now, very overtly, making overt threats. If you don't readopt the dollar, 100% tariffs for you. And so, you know, the people that left the U.S. dollar left it for a reason. Okay, so anyway, what we're seeing happening right now might look good. Like, for example, Representative Luna was following up on the drone problem. Drones. I just want to... That's how I feel about that. It's just so ridiculously stupid. But anyway, if you want to see some of the best UFO footage you have ever seen in your life, indeed the very, very best video footage, go to Tribulation Now. That's two ends in the middle, tribulationnow.com, and click on the green sun. That's a filter from Stereo A or Stereo B solar telescopes. And there was a guy by the name of Peter who went by BP oil disaster about 10 years ago, and he had no life. He owned a big telescope, and he used to sit in front of Stereo A and Stereo B, and he would zoom in on them. And he would find all kinds of massive motherships, incredible things. Well, anyway, I posted, because it's hard to find, it was hard to find, so I went ahead and I posted that video at tribulationnow.com. And you can go in and look at it and take your time. There's also another one where a amateur or maybe a professional, I don't know, but astronomy photographer, we'll just call it that because I don't know who the guy is, was filming very, very close-up shots of Saturn and captured a UFO on, you know, kind of cruising around, la-di-da-di-da. And, you know, I don't know how long most of you have been around and into these such things. Maybe a lot, maybe a little, maybe hardly at all. But there's what's known as the Ringmakers of Saturn. And don't get me going on the hexagonally shaped object that is at the northern north pole of the planet Saturn. It is not a normal formation. It is something very strange, probably alien in nature. And there was way back when with Coast to Coast AM, they had a person who was a specialist and knew an awful lot about the Ringmakers of Saturn. And evidently, there are these little spaceships that fly around and they take the rocks that are making the rings of Saturn, etc. And they move them about. They move them about. They move them to the different rings and make sure everything's balanced out and all that kind of thing. They're called the Ringmakers of Saturn. So there's all kinds of stuff that a lot of people don't know about anymore because they really just don't talk about it anymore. Okay, this video that I put in Tribulation Now, I'm telling you, you ain't going to find it out there anywhere. There's no way. No Way Jose, and all the 9/11 stuff with Jesse Ventura, you know, arguing with, you know, people on television and everything, talking about how Building 7 was behind a CNN reporter while she's saying, Building 7 has now collapsed. And right there behind her in the video, Building 7 was surely standing. And they forwarded that over to the BBC. And what do you know? The BBC ran it too. So they both look like a couple of horses, you know, patoots. So anyway, that's just how it goes. Now, if you really want to get the skinny on, you know, the really bad stuff, the creepy, creepy, creepy stuff about 9/11, what you're going to need to do is go to eBay, and you're going to need to buy one of the used DVDs called Loose Change. They got Loose Change of the Director's Cut. They got one that's expanded version with extra stuff that wasn't removed, blah, 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 blah. But anyway, at the end of the day, what I did was I went out and I just went ahead and bought the best one I could get, because I know how unbelievably supremely outstanding the Loose Change video actually is. It has been censored off of Prime. It has been censored off of Netflix. It is no longer available anywhere on the internet. And the only place that you can get it is at eBay. Loose Change. They have a whole bunch of them there that you can buy secondhand. I bought secondhand DVDs before, and they work Jim Dandy. And if you don't have a DVD player, well, oh well, kind of sucks to be you, as far as I'm concerned, because I got two of them, one upstairs and one downstairs in a home theater. But anyway, praise God, which I hardly ever use, you know, because it's no fun sitting down there when you're by yourself, but whatever. Usually it's used on holidays and stuff when there's company, whatever. All right, praise God, thank you, Jesus. So anyway, a lot of stuff has been going on, and I'm going to go ahead and jump over to it. Kids, are you okay with that? You are? All right, cool. Kids, I kind of wish I had one of those. Here, let me see if I can find this. Oh, there we go. Oh, goodness gracious. I just had a long day, so of course I'm having to go through. Okay, so now I got to add something new. SUBJ colon. See if that comes up. Alrighty then. And it's not. So I'm not going to spend any more time on this. I need to keep moving because, wait a minute, I do have something here. I do not know. Okay, here we go. Oh. All right. So, kids, after dinner, my waiter asked, do you want a box for your leftovers? And I said, no, I answered. I don't like to fight. Kids? Kids, wake up. They're not listening. They're baffled. You don't like it? Okay, box of leftovers. Oh, do you want a box for your leftovers? Okay, kids, I said it wrong. Do you want a box for your leftovers? Huh? Okay, that makes a lot more sense. No, we don't like to fight. All right, kids. Do you know Sylvester Stallone is on his third marriage? The first one was Rocky. The second one was Rocky II. Kids? So Stallone's making a lot of pretty good movies. That King of Tulsa thing is turning out to be pretty interesting. You know, it's not my perfect type of show to watch. I prefer no swearing, if I can find it. But nowadays, that's almost impossible. Anyway, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So let's go ahead and go into the radio, headlines that I save for the radio shows. Now, I'm going to, you know, be, oh, dear Lord, hallelujah. So hold on a second. I'm going to have to do, I did not pre-clean up my folder, and it is insane and out of control. All right, and I got to kill that one and kill that one. Praise God. Oops, I got to get rid of all of these. Yeah, I normally do this as prep prior to the show, but right now I just can't. Praise Jesus. So anyway, I got that taken care of. Let me go to the second screen and do the same thing. Click and shift click to take these and move them over to the other post area. And one more, a couple of more here, folks. Just hang in there for me. There's a lot of good stuff that I'm sending over to a temporary file folder because I just simply have too much to talk about that I chose out of the doom scrolling. Now, it doesn't mean that the other stuff isn't important. It just means that there is an extremely high level of likelihood that I have covered that stuff already. All right. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So I'm moving that over. Oh, one more thing here. Come on, you little bugger, you. All right. So I'm going to try two more, and then I'm off and running to the races. All right, and that one I completely dorked up. Okay, praise God. So, by the way, Sammy Milwaukee is asking everybody to please, please, please pray for the people in Goma Town. That's where he does most of his ministry work, and he set up several churches. He's got pastors that do evangelical work. It's very, very mature. They have Bibles that are written in their own languages and everything. Well, this M23 gang has taken over the Democratic Republic of the Congo, and they're killing people like crazy. So Sammy is asking for special prayers for the people over there in the DRC, in Goma Town. All right, praise God, thank you, Jesus, and thank you for considering that. PipesInternational.org. Amen. I can't, they're it for me. I love Sammy. He's the real deal. And anyway, hopefully you feel led to be able to touch the lives of the people over there that are suffering so horribly, which they are. All right. Praise God. So anyway, let me go ahead and move on with the program.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please?
It's not normal.
It's just wrong.
It's not normal.
This is me starving.
Game over.
All right, so a lot of these I'm just going to go blow real fast through because I don't think they need extra explanation, and I suspect that many of the listeners of this program, now I know that some of you just plumb do not do social media. You don't touch it. You don't have a single account. But I also know that a lot of you do. So there's going to be a lot of stuff in here that I suspect a lot of you already know about. I only want to comment on the things that I think are really noteworthy. And there's a lot of good, lot of wow stuff in here. All right. So again, the fuss over Greenland and taking over Greenland because of its military strategic importance and because of the rare earth minerals that are located there is still going on. Trump is threatening them as usual. Okay. It's never a drop of honey. It's always a gallon of gall with this guy. All right. So anyway, and so there's been some fuss about Denmark and the European Union teaming up to stop Trump militaristically. I don't know where that's going to turn out. I'm just watching what's going on, but quite frankly, it's making me nauseous. I'm so sick and tired of hearing the bully, threatening tone of voice all the time. And right now, you know, Trump said that he was going to deport the people that were committed crimes. But they're going in and they're taking out families that have been here for 27 years. One man, I agree that he, you know, didn't come in through the normal legal channels, but he's been here for 27 years. He's had amnesty a billion times by now. Who knows? I don't even know how many times. But the point is this. Trump is tearing apart families that have been here a very long time, that have never committed a crime, that are senior managers at Walmart. Okay, the one guy was taking his little daughter to school, and they commandeered him and threw him over the wall, and he's down to Mexico now, and his family's going, what are we going to do? How are we going to feed our family? How are we going to pay the mortgage? There you go. That's the depth of the evil that is going on right now. While everyone's ignorantly cheering him on and going, yay, yay, throw them all out. But nobody thinks about the fact that the cost of a tomato is going to go to $2.75. Okay, the problem is when you don't have inexpensive help to pick the strawberries, to pick the tomatoes, and to do the other things that need to be done. There is not an American worker in this country that is going to go start picking tomatoes, picking strawberries, and doing all that stuff, and doing roofing. Now, they'll do the roofing work, but I got my, like I said before, I got my roof done for $10,000, completely re-roofed with a 30-year warranty on it. And right now, with all the Mexican workers, so what they're going to have to do is they're going to have to set up a program. This is what they'll have to do. They'll be forced into it. A program where the workers can come back in a pool that's pre-authorized for the purpose of keeping things sane. Because right now, under the stances, it would probably cost me $50,000, maybe $60,000 to change my roof. That's going to get really old really fast for the American public, and they're going to snap out of it. Anna Paulina Luna, who is after the drone problem and barking up a tree and yelling at Congress, and we got to figure this out. This is unacceptable. There are people all over New Jersey, blah, blah, blah. Well, Trump says this pretty little blonde-haired girl, her little, you know, whatever she is, and she comes out, like always, talking to the press people, and she lies, and says, oh, no, those were fully authorized by the FAA. There were some toy drones in the mix and everything else. And I'm like, Trump, really? You must think we are the stupidest boxes of rocks in the entire world. But that's what's happening. And then Luna sends him a message on Twitter and says, thank you, President Trump. And I'm like, okay, where's my spleen? Where's my shrimp fork? I gotta rip out my spleen! I am seeing these nuances of impossible responses from people. They are so punch drunk. I think the entire United States needs to change its name to Belize. We need to pass out the Kool-Aid and poison it appropriately, and let everybody just have a big slug, because that's exactly what's going on right now. People are so busy praising Trump, praising everything he does, praising. Hallelujah! You are ordained by God. Well, guess what? You just keep your eyes on what's going on right now. And please do mark my words. It ain't going to go down as happy-go-lucky as everybody thinks it's going to go down. Macroeconomics and microeconomics go hand in hand. But I'll tell you what, we're going to get pummeled on both macroeconomics and microeconomics horribly. There isn't going to be any reduction. Look, so the proposal that Congress put through for getting rid of the income tax, everybody's going, yes, this is an idea. I'm just trying to give you an idea of the mental aptitude we're dealing with here in the general public of the United States. It's absolutely horrifying. Horrifying. And they're all going, yes, we're getting rid of the income tax. Now, let's take an example. Let's take a look at this. The income tax, if it were removed, they wanted to replace it with a 25% purchase-based tax. So if you buy, you know, the DVD Loose Change at eBay, it might be $13.95. But they're going to add 25% tax to that. So now you're paying $20. And you have to map that over to every single thing you purchase. I purchase energy drinks from Amazon. Walmart doesn't sell the ones that I like that are keto friendly. Actually, they're better than keto friendly. They're keto plus. Okay. And oh my gosh, is there a lot of things that I'm a consumer of that I consume from Amazon. All of my medications. Now, I don't do the prescription thing. I'm still using Walgreens, but I'm letting you know, folks. I buy tens of thousands a year, probably, of services and products from Amazon. And every single one of those items would be increased by 25% cost. Now then, what do you think your employer is going to do when they say there's no more income tax? Have you thought about that? I know exactly what they're going to do. They're going to say, hey, you're making $108,000 a year. But hey, we don't have to pay income tax for you. Therefore, we are going to lower your base wage to $92,000 a year. They're going to see it as perfectly fair because they're going to be like, hey, you know, we don't have to take, there's no federal income tax withholding. We don't have to do any of that stuff anymore. Why should we let you sit at the same salary as before? They're not going to. They're going to reduce your salary by the amount of the federal income tax. And you're going to be sucking wind. But people don't think about those things. They don't think about the labor that the inexpensive labor that is needed to pick the veggies. They don't think about any of those things. The American population are not Amish. They're not going to get together on a Friday and go out and say, time to pick the beans, and get together with flashlights and straw hats and go out at 4 o'clock in the morning like my dad used to make me do. It ain't going to happen. People do not see. They do not see, they do not understand, and they also don't realize that Putin, India, Brazil, and all the others that have joined BRICS are not going to be bullied anymore. They're not. And, sad to say, that the European Union is proceeding forward, hook, line, and sinker, with that really creepy, short, blonde-haired reptilian woman that's like the head of the European Union. My personal recommendation, every single country in the European Union needs to do a Brexit, just like the United Kingdom did. Now, some good that did them with King Charles and his child-eating reptilian habits that he has, but, and who knows, good Lord, the House of Lords is probably loaded with shape-shifting reptilians. I have no idea. I feel bad for them, but it is what it is. We can't fix everything. God's got this under control. He knows who's who in the zoo. I also got wind today from another individual that was saying that Bill Clinton is also a 9-foot-tall Draco. Now, I don't know where the person got his information. I don't really care. I know they're all over the place. I know the movie They Live from 1988 is extremely prophetic. And I know that the power elite scene dinner at the very end says 2025. So we'll have to wait and see, shan't we? Yep. All right. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Going to go ahead and move through it. Like I said, I might do another program tomorrow. I don't want to. I got too much information to get out, and I'm not. I don't really feel up after this was a very taxing week. I had a victory. A lot of people were praying for me, and I praise God for every single one of you that do. But I had a customer that went completely sideways. They're a multi-billion-dollar company. And my company's leadership is looking at them closely. And I'm the poor, sorry sack of dog poop sitting down on the firing line. Because the way it works is if anything goes sideways, it's always the fault of the consultant. Even though I had no say whatsoever in how it was sold, what was sold, and how many hours they applied to it. I just have to smile and grin and go, thank you, sir. May I have another? And then I have to come up with some kind of really clever way to turn around a disaster so the customer's happy. So that's why I pray on my knees. I get other people to pray for me as well. And God gives me these epiphanies. I don't know. I can't really explain it to you how it works, but I get these epiphanies and then I add slides and stuff and I show them in the next meeting and they melt. They melt like a lollipop on a hot summer day in Florida, in Tampa. All right. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, also, do not forget that Donald Trump is withdrawing from the CDC. No. I might go back to him. I'm withdrawing. You know, that blah, 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 blah. Right at this moment, he's on a withdrawal binge, and there's squealing coming from the World Health Organization. And evidently, according to a lot of sources that I have no idea what their credibility is, could be total allegations, completely made up, fabricated, AI, who knows? But there are an awful lot of people out there that are saying that Bill Gates, Fauci, and all the crew behind the lies of COVID, it was a real virus. It killed my niece, Mary Lynn. Anybody who says it was a fake virus and it never existed, I'm sorry, but you're wrong. You're extremely wrong, and I deeply dislike your opinion. Let's leave it at that. I happen to know better. Now, anyway, all that being said, it was a mixture of both. It's never A or B. The answer is C, all of the above, and that is 100% of the time. Well, almost. All right, praise God. So anyway, I was thinking, I was praying to the Lord, and I was like thinking, oh man, I don't know if, you know, Blog Talk Radio got bought out by some company in Texas and all this other stuff. I was praying, I was like thinking, man, I sure would like to bring on Terry, and, you know, I'm missing some of the things we used to do. The prayer vigil, right? And they're still there, but if you want them, you better go get them now. Because I started to flip-flop, and I was like going, you know, I'd really like to do some shows with some guests. And the problem is that the guests are not tech-savvy, okay? We think they are, but they're not. So they don't all have Skype, and they don't know how to operate it. They don't. They have no idea how to operate it. They can't even install it on their computers, a lot of them. So what ends up happening is, oh, and I have a lot of people, God bless your sweethearts, but a lot of people will say to me, Johnny, can you give me a call at XYZ-LMNOP- you know, and I'm like, you know, to provide tech support. And the answer is going to be no. I have a stipend that is paid by my employer for my phone. My phone is owned, essentially, by my employer. What that means is, if I start handing out my phone number to everybody out there, which are thousands, what's going to happen is, it's going to ring. Every time somebody says they saw an alien spaceship, ring, ring, I'm going to be in meetings, I'm going to be in Zoom meetings, and ring, ring, Johnny, can you help me set up Skype? I need to talk to somebody over in Bangladesh. Ring, ring, and I'll become a full-time technical support help desk. I can't do it. I'll do the best that I can to guide you with my email, jbaptist777@gmail.com. Or if you want to sign up for Google Chat, you can just type in jbaptist777@gmail.com and hit enter. And I should see an invitation pop up, and then I will accept it, okay? Until you start calling me bad names, then I'll get rid of you. I'll press the magic go away button. All right, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Another one. Play this news report. So this is war declared on the cartels. Wipe them off the face of the earth. And this is by a particular gentleman, President Trump's JBA for the White House. Let's hear what he has to say. Lots of fun, isn't it? Yeah, not so much.
What do you know about the Border Patrol agents exchanging gunfire with Mexico drug cartels from earlier?
They have taken gunfire, and it's going to get worse, Sean, because President Trump's going to seal that border. He's going to put the cartels out of business. He declared them a terrorist organization. We got the whole of government is going to dismantle these people and wipe them off the face of the earth. They're not going to go lightly. We're taking them out of the trafficking business. We're taking them out of the smuggling business. We're taking them out of the dope business. There's going to be more violence on the southwest border. That's why Trump committed to calling the terrorist organization. He has. That's why the entire United States government is going to take care of those people and abolish them. We're going to attack them not just in Mexico, but in the 42 countries that Jalisco cartel is currently residing in. The Trump administration is going to take them on just like he did the caliphate, and we're going to destroy them.
All right. Shall we think about this for just a second? Has anybody watched the series called The Ozarks? If you haven't, you missed out on one of the best series that has ever shown up on streaming TV. Okay, it's called Ozarks. I'm not going to tell you anything about the plot. I'm just going to tell you it's extremely good. And the guy ends up, the one guy, the heroine in the movie, him and his wife, they end up making these deals with cartels. The problem is that Trump, there's something the matter with his brain. Let me give you an example. Anyone who thinks that the cartels exist in Mexico, okay, I need a very, very, very special effect. Okay, if there's any of you that think that the cartels exist only in Mexico, this is the sound that you should hear in your ear. Okay? Now, the way it works is they're everywhere. So if they're going to start selling whatever in Chicago, they're going to have a group, a family of cartel members that live there, fully paid for. And they're like a crime mob family. And their purpose in life is to make sure that when that product gets shipped up from Colombia and they ran it in their fake little submarines or whatever and got past the Coast Guard and yada, yada, blah, blah, yada, like that was ever effective. All right. No. The problem is they're everywhere. They're in Los Angeles, they're in San Diego, they're in Seattle, they're in Houston, they're in everywhere. They're everywhere. I would have no doubt in my mind that they probably have a decent sized setup here in Tampa. Any major city area that has a relatively high population that is going to buy cocaine, that is going to buy, you know, whatever, some significant drug, whatever it may be, MDA, you name it, okay, they're going to have a family, a cartel, a group, probably made up of the leader and at least a half a dozen soldiers and at least a bunch of hired hands. Now then, do you think there's one in Washington, D.C.? Do you think? Do you think there's one at West Palm Beach? You think? Guess what? I guarantee you there is. So if Trump thinks he's going to run, you know, helicopters and Marines and all that other stuff over the border and level the cartel operations. Oh, Lord. Lord Jesus, give us patience. It ain't going to work like that, folks. There's another man who's a specialist in the UAP UFO discipline who listened to the lie that was told by the press secretary about the drones. It's a drone. No, it's not. Please go to tribulationnow.com. Please look at the green sun. Click on that link. Please go in and look. When you look at the top video there, it is bar none the best video of a UFO in the whole wide world on planet Earth. It was filmed by a man named Peter. He called himself BP Oil Disaster. He had no life, a very large telescope, and he spent almost all of his time looking at Stereo A and Stereo B solar telescopes. And he had really great software, and he could zoom in. And when you see what he zooms in on, it is a Klingon battle cruiser. Oh, Johnny, you're punch drunk. You think everything's Star Trek and Star Wars and all that other things. I mean, you know, what's the matter with you? Just go look at the video, please. Then you can go to Wikipedia and type in Klingon ships and take a look at them. The third generation down looks almost identical to the one that is published on tribulationnow.com. Oh, and by the way, I threw in the Saturn one just as a bonus. I can't help myself. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
It's not normal.
That last person that goes, wow, that's Peter. That's BP Oil Disaster. I used to listen to him all the time. I have so many amazing I hate even calling them UFOs. These are alien spacecraft. Some of them are larger than the Earth. That's how big they are. Oh, but, you know, I've tried to find a decent-sized shrimp fork, you know, just even if it was symbolically sitting on my desk to make me feel better. I wonder if I'd ever... No, I wouldn't. Anyway, so... you know, there's reports coming out, of course, right now, more than ever before, because Ozempic has been getting used by everybody and their brother a lot. Okay, well, if you've been tempted to get Ozempic, I'm here to tell you, there are a lot of people out there that are suffering from bone disease, suffering from thyroid cancer, suffering from all kinds of side effects from that weird, creepy stuff. Get yourself an elliptical trainer and get on that dagnabbit thing. If I got to do it, you got to do it. And I got a busted up meniscus in both my knees. And oh, good Lord Jesus, help me, please. And I mean that. That wasn't done in vain. And I do pray about it. But right now, with the demands of my work and trying to save this huge contract that got very badly sold, and I did. I pulled it off. But a lot of people prayed, and it was the power of Jesus. And what was really funny is that the next day, I looked at a post-it note that I left inside my laptop where I jotted down some notes. And the same thing that I felt in my spirit that I needed to do was on that post-it note. It was a direct match. And I did it. And the client was like, this is it. This is exactly what I want to do. So anyway, thank you, Jesus. So I will remain the consultant that you can hand a bag of, you know, Labrador to. And, you know, I'm going to take lemons, rotten lemons, black lemons, lemons from the bowels of Sheol with a peel on them. And I'm going to turn it around and make the client happy somehow. What I often do to help myself do that, if any of you have similar jobs, is what I do is I use cognitive behavioral therapy on myself, and I convince myself that this is what would happen if I was running my own business. I would be hungry. There would be times it's feast and famine running your own business. You don't always get every gig. There are going to be times and I would have to get hungry. I would be hungry. I would need the job and I'd have to give in. I'd be like, man, they're asking the impossible for $10,000, but the refrigerator's empty, so I'm going to take the $10,000. I'm going to figure out how to do the impossible. So that can get you in a lot of trouble, but you have to know the tricks in the trade and how you're going to work around it and all that kind of stuff. So I thought to myself, hey, yeah, this is a good skill to have if I ever have to go out and do this on my own. Heaven forbid, because I don't want to do the sales. I can do the sales. I'm very good at the sales, but I don't want to have to do sales and, you know, service after the sale. And then I would have to order things from, I have to manage the product and the licenses, and I got to go in and do training and everything else under the sun. And then I'm going to need a new car, which I don't want to get, and driving all around. Oh, Jiminy Crickets. All right. So anyway, I got that off my chest. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Next one up. Jones, Alex Jones, backtracks on the Trump, WKG, you know, Trump working with Gates. Okay, so he made this big fuss, and he's up there saying, Bill Gates, Donald Trump, you need to listen to what I'm saying. Don't do that. You know, and he put up videos, and, well, he basically made himself kind of a horse's patootie. You know, like I do all the time. But anyway, he gets pretty... You know, as we know, fired up about stuff, but sometimes he falls a little short on his preliminary checks and balances and, you know, due diligence, as they say in my business. And that's what he did. He thought for sure that Donald Trump was cutting Bill Gates was cutting a deal and they were going to go ahead and do Warp Speed 2.0. Blah, 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 blah. I'm so sick of this stuff, man. I wish things would move forward, and I wish we didn't have to talk about these things. I thought we spent enough time talking about it, but evidently our Heavenly Father wants more souls, and I don't blame him. Praise God. Your will be done, Father. All right, the next one up. Hey, that's not the right transition. Well, maybe it is. Military transgender ban. So Donald Trump has banned transgenders in the military. Now, has that taken full effect yet? No, it hasn't. He hasn't gotten them all out yet. As a matter of fact, there were a lot of people claiming that this particular transgender was flying the helicopter that crashed into the American... Excuse me. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Apologize for that. That was too fast for me to hit the... button. Okay. So, military transgender bans. So there's a bunch of people out there, they're saying, kicking around the idea that the person that flew the helicopter into the American Airlines jet and caused it to crash into the river was a trans named Joe, okay, and this, that, and the other thing, this, that, and the other thing. Well, this same person that was accused of such came on live in a video stream on the internet and said, no, it wasn't me. Here I am. Here I am. I'm a transgender in the military, and Donald Trump hasn't kicked me out yet. So anyway, that's going on. But anyway, there's your answer to that question. There's been a lot of, I mean, people talk about kicking back and forth ideas, back and forth ideas, back and forth ideas. This isn't true. This is true. That, and, oh, my goodness. So I go ahead and I take a little bit of extra time and I read the comments. And then I go look at other people's postings about the same thing. And I find out if anybody's learning anything or if they've all been just duped. All right. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. All right. So, waiting for this to come up, but it's not, and I don't know why. Let's see if there's a audio bite that I can play for you. I'm waiting for it to load. Now, it might have been censored. A lot of times the things that I put for the radio show, oh, this looks censored. Wait, maybe. Either that or I'm under a distributed denial service attack. All right. Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation has funded skin implants, microneedle patches. We already knew about this. Luciferase. This is what the Mark of the Beast is going to be. When they put that little digital, it looks like golden foil, but it's really a microchip circuit. And underneath it, it has little spines. And when they stamp it down into your hand, the mark, not only will you be able to see it, but it's going to put that luciferase inside of you, and you're going to, when you walk past checkpoints and stuff, they're going to be able to see that you're not glowing purple. That's going to mess me up some fears. That's one of the reasons why I pray about my job, because this particular job does not make me travel. Any other job in consulting would. And then when the luciferase, you know, I would like to believe that we're going to be out of here. I would like to believe that Luke 21:36 is literal, that it means what it says and it says what it means. Pray always to be counted worthy to escape all. As a matter of fact, I'm going to check on that right now. Let's take a look. Seeing as how I got my PC Study Bible here, version 5, before they went to Totally Web, which was, that's when they jacked the price up to like $3,000 like logos. But anyway, let's go ahead and take a look at Luke 21:36, Luke 21:36, enter. Okay, watch therefore and pray always that you may be counted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass and stand before the Son of Man. All right, and then the worthy word, I'm trying to get it to respond, but a little double-clicky thing ain't working, so I ain't going to worry about it. All right, so now let's take a look. Oh, this is interesting. Okay, so let's go ahead and take a look at this. I'll try one more time. No, it's not working. So let me go ahead and Greek and Hebrew. Oh, look, it's locked up. Now that's the devil for you. Okay, we got it. All right, so we go to the Hebrew. Come on, please work. Okay, it's not going to work. I can try it one more time, but I better keep my mouse cursor needs to stay away from it while it thinks, because I'm a spastic clicker. So if the application is loading in the background, I'll start to click on things before it's fully loaded, which, of course, causes it to go wonk. Okay, yeah. So sometimes I'm my own worst enemy. All right, praise God. Even with all the years of experience, you know, I guess approaching 40 now. Huh? 40 years of experience with technology. Wow. If you count it all the way back to when I was 9 years old, climbing around on the roof of my house, putting all kinds of useless wires up there because I didn't really understand radio electronics. on the roof of my house. My dad let me do it. House looked like some kind of a mission control kind of a thing. It was weird. My dad was like, go ahead, boy. Go on up there. Go ahead. Put all those wires up there. Whatever you want to do. All right. So anyway, we have that report. No surprise there. All right. Praise God. So I'm going to go back a notch. Trump White House will grant press passes to independent journalists, podcasters, and social media influencers. Oh, boy. This is going to be great. Social media influencers. Gee, I wonder if that includes Tucker Carlson. I don't know. What about Alex Jones? Can you imagine that? Alex Jones sitting in the front of the press conference talking to that blonde woman getting lied to and going, well, I read Bill Gates and Sandy Hook. It's like, okay, shrimp fork. Yeah. But anyway, he means it. Try not to laugh too hard. It can be injurious to vital organs. All right. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Next one up. I did it again. I got to scroll down the sound effects or else I'll keep doing it. My finger has a geographic, I don't know. I need to, like, when I roll my left hand out toward the soundboard, you know, like, here. Trumpet. There you go. And now, kids booing. Bill Murray.
Hey, human sacrifice.
Batman is drunk. That's hysteria.
Here's Johnny.
That makes me happy. Here's Johnny. Disturbing. All right. Trump White House will grant press passes to podcasters. Let me tell you what. It's going to get really interesting. Look, we may be annoyed by the delay. We may be chuckling and laughing hilariously. I mean, you know, beyond any control. We can't control our laughter. It's so supreme. It's so like all-encompassing laughter. Belly laughter that you can't control. When Trump's press secretary comes out and says, oh, those were authorized by the FDA and everything. Man, there are all the people that are UFO experts, all of them, are on Twitter right now crying, bull blank. Okay? I'll just leave it at bull blank. All right. Bovine feces. Okay, which it is. Go to tribulationnow.com and look at the most incredible alien spaceship video you have ever seen. Then go to Wikipedia, type in Klingon spaceships, and go down to the third generation and tell me it doesn't look just like that. It does! And don't bother telling me because I'll just laugh. All right, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, so let's go ahead and kill that one. Alert! War with Mexican cartels is coming. We covered that one. Thank you, Jesus. Let's go ahead and kill that. All right. Next one up. The Trump, oh, nope, we got this one, so we're going to kill that too. Bam! All right, and we got the Mexican cartel, so we'll kill that one. Bill Gates. I find this one very interesting because it's deeply, I don't know, it's insane. I mean, really what it is it's insane. But anyway, let's go ahead. Bill Gates drafts, and this is what it says, Bill Gates drafts executive order to make vaccine hesitancy a criminal offense in the United States of America. Now, that's from TPV Sean. And I got a lot of respect for TPV Sean. He's got that cool British accent, which makes him sound way more intelligent than he probably is. And then, it's the people's voice, and he sounds like he's so into it and everything. But now, I guess money's getting a little tight. So he's really pushing for the subscriptions, which I don't blame him. He's got to survive, and he does do good work. He spends a lot of time, this guy, TPV Sean. He listens to all the things that the World Economic Forum say, okay? And then he grabs it all up, analyzes it, and then he makes an argument. They're going to do this. They're going to do that. And of course, you know, with his, you know, well, you know, he looks very dapper. TBV Sean looks very dapper, and he does good work. But he's saying that the World Economic Forum, in conspiracy with Bill Gates, has devised a plan to sabotage Robert F. Kennedy's nomination. Now, Donald Trump came out and said, if you mess with Tulsi Gabbard's nomination, if you mess with Robert Kennedy's nomination, I'm coming for you. He did. He didn't use any F-bombs or anything like that, but he basically told whatever member of Congress, if they try to be a rhino and they try to stomp on Tulsi Gabbard's nomination, you know, confirmation, or Robert Kennedy's, he's coming for him. And I'm pretty sure by now, most of them figure he means what he says. I do. I just don't think he's thinking it through very well. A drop of honey gathers more gall than a gallon. I'm sorry, gathers more flies than a gallon of gall. Okay. All right. Italy breaks ranks. So that the leader of Italy, I don't know what they call her. Do they call her a prime minister? Do they? I don't know. But I like her. She's like on there going, she's like standing in front of the big bunch of people and she's going like, Roma! Roma! The European Union should be run by the senator of the Roma! And I'm like going, dang, girlfriend, you got some serious bite to your growl or bite to your dialogue or whatever you want to call it. But anyway, so she's pulling out of the World Economic Forum as well. So now there's a, and it's Deputy Prime Minister Matteo, no, Salvini. No, that's not her. It's another lady. It's a blonde woman who's in charge of Rome or Italy. She's impressive, in my opinion. So she's like the Donald Trump of Italy. She's the Donald Trump of the European Union. What's really sad is we need all the countries that are member countries of the EU to do a Brexit. Although that, like I said, it didn't do the United Kingdom any good at all. So, I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. Don't get me going on NATO. We're going to start a war with Russia. We're going to start a war with Russia. We don't need Donald Trump. We're going to... No, I'm like, you know, would you please shut your stupid, ignorant mouth? It's enough to drive you up a wall. Isn't it? Have you listened to these people? So, what's going to happen? I guess we don't really know. Now, I find this very interesting, and I don't know if it's still up there. I'm going to take a look. It was posted on Twitter, and it's posted by Ivanka Trump. Okay. Hold on a second. I'm having a glass of wine here. It's Friday, and by golly, I'm going to have a glass of wine. Hold on a second. Thank you very much. Now then, so Ivanka Trump posts on Twitter a image of Donald Trump standing at attention to the left, facing directly at us, and you know, Darth Vader standing kind of sideways, staring forward. And she says, would you support Donald Trump declaring the World Economic Forum a terrorist organization? All right. Now, these are what you call lures. They're lures. There's other ones posted on there that say things like, they're from AIPAC, and they say things like, do you fully support all the things that are going on over in Israel right now? Please fill out our survey. And I'm like, what you're doing is you're filling out your death warrant. Anybody who's it makes me sad because I know as a fact that so many people are going to be filling them out. They're going to be saying, please put my name on the list, okay, of the people that are, you know, are going to be killed right away. Anna Paulina Luna wants Donald Trump to be sculptured onto Mount Rushmore, and she's going after it, so we'll see. So that's how much they worship him. The people are worshiping Donald Trump. Trump is bypassing the European Union and going direct to many of the countries over there, which is actually very smart, but he needs to talk them into doing a Brexit, an exit from the European Union. It's the only way it's going to be successful. But I don't know if he's going to be able to do that. Anyway, so I'm not too worried about it, but it is noteworthy. Okay, also, Trump has a, according to this report, Trump has a formal invitation. A formal invitation. It says, Trump's formal invitation to Netanyahu. Trump looks forward to discussing how we can bring peace to Israel and its neighbors and efforts to counter our shared adversaries. He concludes, it will be my honor to host you as my first foreign leader during this second term. What? Did he really send that to Netanyahu? It says, the White House, Washington, January 28th, 2025, to His Excellency. No pride there, right? It's unbelievable. You remember the clapping seals when he was talking in Congress? Arr, and the satanic hand symbols behind. His Excellency! Anyway, I wonder if I have that one. I know I'm running out of time. I'm going over the hour, and I'll have to do another one tomorrow probably because I'll get bored. I got to just, like, entertain myself. Once I figure out how I'm going to travel, I think I figured out a way to travel pretty light to Orlando. And I'm driving there, so big deal. But anyway, let me see if I can find this. Videos, pictures, videos. Let me hit the videos button. Praise God. All right, let me read down these. All right, Eric Trump's hand signals, triangular hand signals, Matt Gaetz alien-human hybrid, Stu Peters, they hate, blah, Trump trashes, ooh, okay, we have that, tree through a car, loud LA explosions, UFO sounds, reptilians on crime in the CSI movie, Anunnaki mothership filmed, cryptid, loud scream, rah! It's all on TribulationNow.com. If you want to go be entertained, just hang out there for a little while. Let's see. Intelligent evil dust being spread. Air filter. Lady Snow. Back lady. Oh, Florida fog. Which one am I I'm looking for? Mothership building. Mothership testimony. Sears report. Strange waves. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Come on. I know I've got to have this one. Okay. Wait. Come on. All right. What I'm going to try to do, which usually doesn't work, is I'm going to type in Netanyahu. Oh, wait a minute. Boop, boop, boing. All right. Oh, this is, I can't resist. I can't resist. If the evil ones are listening to me right now, they're going to do bad things to me. You know, like, maybe they'll saw me asunder, like it says happened to the old Bible patriarchs in the book of Hebrews. Saw me asunder. They're, they're going to need a big table, I'll tell you that. I'm going to break that table in half in a snap. But anyway, this is a guy who specializes on parodies. And he puts this up on Twitter all the time, and it's about Netanyahu. Anyway, I got to play this. It's satire. But I got to play this. Listen to this, and then we're going to go ahead and ramp down on this particular episode, and you can expect another minimum of 1 hour tomorrow probably, and it's going to cover a lot of creepy weirdness, a lot of the weird UFO stuff, a lot of the stuff that people are lying about. It's going to have a lot. It's going to be pregnant with UFO stuff, and you're going to want to be tuned in to the next episode of Johnny Baptist Gone Crazy. Okay, I'm just kidding. But anyway, Netanyahu, this is a satire, and this guy is really good at what he does. And this was actually film footage from when he was visiting our Congress and all the congressional members that all have APAC handlers. We're all clapping like seals. Yay, His Excellency. Okay, well, anyway, Now, with Donald Trump saying he's going to pull out and he wants peace, you better watch out, folks. You better watch out. You better watch out. You better not cry. You better watch Netanyahu, because I'm telling you why. It's going to get scary. All right, so anyway, let's listen to this parody. And I will see you tomorrow after this. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Please keep praying always to be counted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass. Because trust me, folks, there isn't a one of them you're going to want to be here for. Not a one. And let's end with this parody. It's pretty funny. And here we go.
Benjamin Netanyahu, the Freddy Krueger of Gaza. The school shooter, heavyweight champion of the world. The man's killed a lot of kids.
My friends, the terrorist state of Israel want Palestinian civilians to die. Every man, woman, and child in Gaza. Israel's soldiers are deliberately targeting civilians. They fire rockets at schools, hospitals, mosques. They even shoot Palestinian women and children when they try to leave the war zone. Israel is deliberately starving the people of Gaza. All of them. We win, they lose. I want to thank President Trump for his leadership. I thank President Biden for the bombs and for being, as he says, a proud Zionist. Actually, he says, a proud Irish-American Zionist. May God bless the great alliance between Israel and America forever.
USA, USA, how many kids did we kill today?
So anyway, it's satire. I'm not saying that the Palestinians aren't bad people, folks. There's a reason why Jordan and Egypt are going, oh, no, 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 no. You're not sending them over here. It's bad all the way around. Thank God. Thank you, Jesus, that we are not from here. We are not staying here. Pray for purity. Seek the Lord. Confess always. And seek God. Ask him for help. Because to the pure, all things are pure. Titus 1:15. I'll see you at the wedding supper of the Lamb. You know, providing that we get rescued out of here tonight. God bless you all. See you then.